In today's episode, Mike wants to make a game, JJ figures out a game's economy, Samantha wants to learn French, and I'd just like some hot water. This is episode 70. Think where we talk about games from last year we didn't get a chance to play. And we'll talk about those games today here on Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh. Okay. Why is Mario a vampire? Oh, congratulations, Mike. I mean, taking over after a legend, that's got to be pretty difficult. Like, were you picked, like, specifically by Shigeru Miyamoto? Did he, like, go, that's the guy? Or... So, okay. And you're like, he's a bit vampire-ish, but he's a... Well, you got to do it for all the international releases, all the different countries. So, yeah, there you go. All right. Well, guys and gals, it's a new year. And it's a new episode for us, so why don't we go around and talk about anything we've been playing. I don't think there's anything new since it's very early in the year. What have you, like we said at the top, what have you been playing from last year that you're willing to start talk about? I'll tell you what, JJ, why don't you start us off? Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, you've been playing Cyberpunk. I also have had that itch of, like, I understand that the Phantom Liberty DLC fixed a lot of the problems with the game. So I also got that. I've not started it yet. Tell us about Sable. Is that what you're saying? Like the animal? Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. What's Sable on? Okay. Yeah. All right. Mike, you know, if we can get you in between your recording sessions here as the new voice of Mario, what have you been playing, pal? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. In the future. Oh, okay. Yeah. I always thought that was a really cool concept of those games. It's like build your own games. Like even back on the PlayStation, there used to be like RPG Maker and stuff like that. And like action game maker and stuff like that. I'm not that creative a person. So it's like I kind of get where you're coming from, Mike. I don't know what game would you mimic a game, because it seems like so many people are doing that right now. Like they're trying to remake classic RPGs and stuff like that right now, and they're doing good jobs. I'm not like trying to cast shade on any of these people, but I was like, so I have a question. Do you think because everyone is so inspired by games of the past that there's anything really new being pushed forward, or is okay? Gotcha. Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Oh, wasn't that a concept in some movie or something like that? You could doubt like kind of download a language or something like that by taking a pill. The babblefish. Yeah. Hitchhikers. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of engineers do exactly that, even on high level stuff, it seems like. Yep. Oh, yeah. There's that. You could always do text-based stuff, or Samantha could help you. Gotcha. Uh-huh. You can do all the... Yeah, just... Yeah. Oh. Okay. Why turtlenecks? Oh my. All right, so Mike. Oh, wow. So, Mike, anything else you've been playing that you want to talk about? Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, we believe in you, Mike. Or that new game. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, when people say that, I always think that that's the creator being like, okay, you guys just keep playing the game. There's actually not anything in there. Or, okay, is the strategy guide for Stardew over? That's a backwards economy. All right. Well, while you're figuring that out, Samantha, I am going to tell you guys about some games I've been playing. It is also a jump around January for me. So I'm going to now give you my official review of Tears of the Kingdom because I have finished the game. All right. As I said earlier, it is definitely improvement over Breath of the Wild. It's definitely a little more Legend of Zelda than Breath of the Wild was. However, the game is not free of criticism. I'll say this. A lot of my complaints about the game are mechanical issues. Mike, did you have a lot of glitches playing the game? Like, I will say this. I think this was the most unstable Nintendo-produced, made game I've ever played. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I ran into a lot of times I'd get kind of stuck into the geometry on stuff. So I would lose like actual progress because I would have to stop and quit. And it was usually like you're mentioning, I was trying something and it just kind of, maybe I just hit that one magic pixel and it put me right through the wall. I will say this. I liked the fusion element of the game. However, I found the actual mechanic for doing it in the game to be very frustrating because it's not something you can do in battle. Like, it is literally, it's a prep thing. I also wish you could just kind of do it from the menu instead of having to hold this, drop this, put this, select this, roll back and forth amongst like anything that happens to be in close proximity to you to make sure you fuse the right thing. I definitely liked the exploring more in this game than I did in Breath of the Wild, even though it's the same map. I did find the underworld insufferable. Did not care for it at all. Yeah. I found like the like all those like mechanics and stuff like making the vehicles and stuff like that, I found it kind of pulled me out of the game, to be honest. Like I said, I think it's like I could see that being in a game like that. I think you could take a lot of the elements they introduced in this and make a pretty interesting separate franchise and maybe take Zelda back to its roots, but I'm not like knocking it for the creativity aspect, but I found like when I had to do something like that, I was like, oh, this is kind of pulling me out of my Zelda game. But overall, like I said, I think it was a very good game. I definitely feel like they shouldn't have still charged $10 extra for it. That's still kind of a dick move. But overall, I think I definitely got your money's worth out of it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give any like plot spoilers away, but I'll say this. The overall plot of it, I actually enjoyed, which was good because I didn't care for at all for the plot of the previous one. All right. So I don't mind that Zelda speaks. I don't have a problem with it. Well, I mean, that's one of those things. I have more concern about that for the movie that they're making. I am, as someone that grew up with the Legend of Zelda cartoon, I either want Link to be silent, or like a lot of people like creatively say, like make him a mute that he literally cannot speak. That would be kind of interesting for a character, or give me the Zelda voice from the early 90s. And I need an excuse me, princess, at least once. So there's that. All right. So my next game in January, I've been playing, I'm not finished with it. I'm not giving a criticism here just yet. I got Baldur's Gate. I tried it through a 2-hour trial on PlayStation at first, and my first 1 hour and 50 minutes of the game, I was like, this one game of the year? How did this happen? Until I got to a battle like that was my characters versus enemy characters, and there was a third party, and I was like, oh, this is actually very, very interesting. No, this was actually like on the, after you crash it, I was like, oh, this is very interesting. This actually is kind of drawing me into playing this game. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and pick it up. So I will come back to that at some point with a full review or my opinion on it later. So the other game I've been playing is RoboCop Rogue City. I'm here to tell you, folks, this is the ultimate RoboCop video game. It is. No, there was RoboCop versus Terminator on the Super Nintendo. There's an arcade game. Yep. There's several RoboCop games, actually. Yeah, I think there were some even on the Xbox 360, maybe. I can't remember. So it's great because they got the original actor back for the game to provide the voice work. So that is huge. And the best thing they did in this is they did not video game RoboCop the character. It is a first person shooter. You are a slow, clunky, walking robot You cannot jump. You cannot run. You so it's like you're doing all this stuff as a super slow robot. And I was like, I thought that I would hate this from a video game perspective, but I was like, it makes it the perfect RoboCop simulator. It has really good reviews. I'll say this. It's definitely had, I've run into some bugs and stuff on it, but I would say this, it's a little expensive right now. If you guys catch this on sale, totally try it. It's over the top violence. It's got the perfect 80s setting. It's got a very interesting, like, morality system, and like you actually will investigate stuff. So you got like a little bit of like crime solving stuff in it. And then like 95% of the time, you're just gunning down goons with the Auto 9 in the most violent way possible. So it's great. Yes. Yes. Well, like literally. But I was like, well, they do a good job of like, you're going through a level layout, and they're not huge, massive levels by any stretch of the imagination. But like, they didn't break like the character of like, oh, hey, RoboCop, we gave you an upgrade, so now you can walk at a normal or run. It's like, nope. It's got all the right sound effects from the movies. It's got all the right visual effects. Like, you guys remember probably like Batman, Arkham Asylum, and Arkham City, like living in detective mode, you know, basically. It's got a really good balance of like using the scanner and stuff like that to where you're not 100% using it all the time. It's pretty good. And the story's pretty interesting in it too. So that's, I thought there was one more game I played recently that I wanted to tell you guys about. Nah, I guess that's it. So, Samantha, why don't you finish up today by telling us what you've been playing recently? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So just to confirm, you said this is your fourth playthrough? Wow. So that game has definitely got replayability. Mike, I've got a quick just side question. Do you think you will ever go back to Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild? That's my other big criticism, is like, once you get through that game, I don't think I'll ever pick it up again. Okay. If I was going to do it, I think I would pick up Tears again, not Breath of the Wild. Okay. Sorry. I just thought that was a good point to ask that question. Ha ha. Gotcha. I am going to be honest, I rarely play New Game Plus versions of games. New Game Plus? Oh, man. I mean, that goes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'll say this for the Starfield one. Starfield is good because I like a game that'll give you a choice. It's like, yes, you can keep going and explore stuff. You can do things differently. Or you can end it here. That's what Starfield literally has. It has a choice. And I like that in games. Like when I think of New Game Plus, I think of that's like you beat a game. And you can go through the story again, but you have all the stuff unlocked. And so it's a little bit easier. Maybe you can go through a little bit faster. Like, I think New Game Plus is good if you miss something and you want to try it out, but you don't want to like go all the way back through a save or something like that. But for me, because there's so many games out there's so many movies and books and stuff like that I want to experience in my life. I'm pretty much once it's done, it's done. Now, I will come. Yeah. But I also know that there are plenty of games I like to pick up years later, or I get a hankering to play and stuff like that. And I don't always finish them when I go back to them. I'll say that. I kind of maybe just get it out of my system and move on to something else. I think that depends entirely on the game itself. I could see wanting to, like I think Samantha mentioned Final Fantasy 14 did that, did it not? I think those type of games, that scenario lends itself a little easier to. But you know, we also live in a generation of remakes like all the Resident Evils that I've been playing through. I think it can be good or bad. I think it just depends a lot on the game, but I can totally get like something that's online, massive multiplayers, and like, look, there's been so many leaps in technology and story and stuff like that. Going to a ground zero restart, I think can work, especially to bring new people in. Now I'll say this. I think this is also, it's kind of a new, that situation you're describing, JJ, is kind of a new issue because we're from a generation that was used to sequels. We were used to, all right, I beat Mario 1, so Mario 2, Electric Boogaloo, will come out at some point. And I, you know, Mega Man, stuff like that. Yeah, I kind of see both sides of it. But, like, you know, you got games like Destiny, for example. All right, this is a game as a service. We literally project that this game will run on its base format and have additions for the next 10 years versus true sequels. And I'm like, or Overwatch works that way. You know, I think that definitely could work, but I think sometimes something's gained by going to a sequel. Like, for example of that, even though it's that same type of game, they wanted it to be that way. Titanfall 1 versus Titanfall 2 is day and night difference. And I love Titanfall 2. And I am so bummed we're never going to get a Titanfall 3. It's sad. Yeah. Yeah. I think it just depends on your personal preference. I never got into Anthem. What's the one that the Titanfall people make? It's not Apex Legends, maybe. Yeah, like, it's got all the same stuff from my game that I want, but I don't want to get involved in that type of situation. Just, I don't. That's what? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think anybody would want their, like, even their best run of on a game highlighted to the world, because there's always some freak out there that is just a monster. That's one of the main reasons I don't play my fighting games that I enjoy online. It's because there are crazy people out there that, like, literally put 80 hours of work a week into this game and you just get clowned. But Samantha, I will say, please send us the link. I want to see this. I think that's very, I got to say. So let me ask you this. So this guy's whole shtick, or this person, I don't know if it's a guy. Okay. Is he qualified to give you this advice? Like, what makes you want to send him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. That's a very interesting like business setup, I think is. Yeah. You're like, I think you just say, I'll be right back. Yeah. And people like that, they get parasocial. It's very interesting. Yeah. I do. The only thing I like about the streamers, I think it's an interesting thing that people enjoy watching them and stuff like that. I think it's neat. It is just, it's the justification of like, I'm thinking back when Josh was a little kid and people are like, why are you playing video games? You'll never get paid to do that. And now these people make all kinds of money. So it's like, it's nice to see. We did. We totally did. But at the, yes. But I am glad that it's that thing, you know, we planted the tree under which we will never sit underneath its shade. I mean, but like, I think. No. Nah. I guess. I can see it. Like I also would be with Mike. I would have a huge anxiety attack. I can't think of anything I'd be good enough to showcase. Be like, all right, I'm gonna play this game. Yeah. like they mentioned, if you miss it, they offer like the YouTube clips and stuff like that. So, gotcha. Or like I said, I've mentioned in the past, I've definitely used these type of things to like either preview a game I'm thinking about buying, or, hey, I saved myself $60 by getting all the plot from one of these playthroughs. And I didn't have to actually sit there and play the game. So that's cool. I have not started Alan Wake. We're waiting on something that I don't want to spoil. All right. So I got one last thing I want to ask, this, you know, collective geniuses that we have here. So you guys may or may not have read that Xbox is trying very hard, okay, to bring, Game Pass to both the Switch and PlayStation. That they may be getting out of the console business. No, it's not. It's not. I've been reading this. It kind of makes sense. I was thinking about this from the business standpoint. You know, I've mentioned, I think maybe the last physical consoles will be the next generation. And then after that, it's going to be a subscription streaming service that you'll get. Yeah. So I was like, are these guys trying to get out ahead and be like, look, that's why we're buying up some of these big studios. At least that way we'll have, you know, Call of Duty will come to you and you can play it on PlayStation just like we promised you could, just like we promised the government you could, but you have to pay our subscription service for it. Like, I know. And so I was going to bring that up. I think Samantha and JJ, you guys both have PC to play games, right? Okay. What's your, like, if you were to split your game playing time into a percentage, how much of it is on consoles versus on your PC? Okay. Okay. JJ? Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right, but I think I can speak for both Mike and myself. Like, we're 0% PC. Obviously, I don't even own a PC. I own a Mac. That's the thing. I need warm water. I think the world we're coming up into, I think so many more people now are PC first, and all that streaming stuff that Microsoft is planning, I think it's going to be easier for them to adopt it. And I think me and Mike are going to go kicking and screaming into the good night. Mike is nodding his head very vigorously. Yeah, but I think you're going to stream through your television. It's just going to be an app on your smart TV. Yes. But I just... Yeah. Yeah. Well, but now. Yeah. Right. I just think it's something interesting that I came across and I put some thought into. And like I said, now that there's a new console from Nintendo who I don't think will ever go in that direction, because they are very obstinate. But something, the Switch 2 or the Switch successor is supposed to drop in 2024. Yep. The internet. Exactly. I know, Samantha, you're very pro newspaper and you still get your subscription, but all right. Well, anybody got anything else to talk about? I'll take that as a no. All right. Well, keep on the radar. All right. Well, I'm sure you'll let us know about it at some point on another episode of Fun Sphere Game Club. All right. Bye, everybody. Cool. What a jerk.